The Norris Center on the campus of Lake Superior State was a busy place and a place of celebration this weekend. The Laker men's hockey team and women's volleyball were both in action as part of the school's Great Lake State Weekend, which also saw members of the 1972 and 1992 Laker hockey teams honored. The 1972 team won the Intercollegiate Hockey Association title before advancing and capturing the NAIA title in the final year before the school transitioned into the Central Collegiate Hockey Association. The 1992 team won the CCHA title before capturing the national championship. Great Lake State Weekend saw the Laker hockey team drop a pair of games to the University of Michigan at Taffy Able Arena. In Friday's game, Michigan freshman Adam Fantilli, a top prospect for next summer's NHL draft, scored three times in Michigan's 5-2 win over LSSU. Junior defenseman Jacket Truscott had a goal and three assists for Michigan, while freshman forward Keenan Draper also scored. Junior goaltender Eric Portillo stopped 26 shots. Senior forward Brandon Percelli and sophomore forward Jordan Venegoni scored for the Lakers in Friday's loss. Junior goaltender Ethan Langenegger made 35 saves. On Saturday, freshman forward TJ Hughes scored twice while Fantilli added a goal and three assists as Michigan capped the weekend with a 5-1 victory. Sophomore forwards Mackie Samoskovich and Dylan Duke chipped in with a goal and an assist each. Portillo stopped 23 shots. Sophomore forward Timo Bakos scored the lone goal for the Lakers while senior goaltender Seth Eisel stopped 33 shots. In volleyball action on Friday, big performances from Mariana Velosk and Emily Kalinowski helped the Laker women's team to a 3-0 sweep of Purdue Northwest at the Bud Cooper Gymnasium. The Lakers took the opening set by a 25-15 margin before capturing the second set by a 25-18 margin. The team completed the sweep with a 25-21 win in the third set. Velosk led all players in the game with 14 kills, while Kalinowski had 38 assists. Following the win over Purdue Northwest, the Laker women also picked up a road win on the weekend, beating Saginaw Valley State in four sets on Saturday.